Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Psychology of Womanhood. I am your host, Shannon. I can Lady Battle, and thank you for joining me today with getting our confidence, gaining our clarity and strength so we can have some courage to go ahead and attack this thing called life. I am super excited about talking with you all today and just sharing a message. And if I have to give it a title, which people do well with titles, it would be Blessed But Under Attack. I want you, as you're listening to this message, tell yourself in increments whenever you hear my pauses, I am blessed. I'm blessed. It does not matter if you are in a situation financially where you feel like you are not feel like, well, shoot, the finances are showing that you can't afford your bills. And you may find yourself have to make some choices, which may result in bankruptcy, losing your home, finding another job. I mean, it just depends on what this current circumstance presents and what your options are right now at this point. But even in those type of devastating, hurtful, grieving situations, because Lord knows if you got nice things and then you gotta lose them and go to something, Lord Jesus, that don't feel so good. However, it's a temporary condition. it's gonna hurt, and it's gonna be very brutal, and it's gonna take every ounce of faith that you got to go through it. You will get through it. Why? Because you are blessed. So remember that. We are always under attack. We're always going through different things. I was talking to someone who I'm close with, and as we were talking, and she was talking to me about something that was going on in her household with her son. And when she was talking about what was going on with her son, I'm listening and, you know, just being a good, helpful ear. And as I'm listening, I'm thinking, well, dang, you know, I got issues going on with my kids too. And even though my issue isn't her issue and her issue isn't my issue, we both have these issues. So do you tell yourself at that time, am I ever going to be able to help this person because I'm still going through this myself? Or do you tell yourself, you know what, I'm glad that I can shoulder this weight with someone else who has a similar experience and I can help them where they don't have to endure this by themselves. Attacks look different when it hits somebody who's supported versus somebody who's at the bottom and you so far at the bottom that you can't even see nothing ahead of you. I mean, that's some deep bottom stuff that you might find yourself in. And in that person who's there by themselves, it's a struggle. It's even more tough to try to get out of that because all you got is you and your mind. And if your mind is already, you know, giving you these false images that cause you to not be able to manage the flow of the right type of energy to get you motivated, then you're going to find yourself probably just stuck in a place longer than you need to, which is why a lot of people go to other people for services. So if you are going through some type of substance use challenge, you don't want to try to do that on your own. Although some people are able, you know, I've heard stories where they're able to, but it's better and it gives you more thrust to be able to come up out of that situation when you have support, which is why people, they become a part of those type of communities, their AA community, the NA community, Al-Anon for the families. It just depends. So when a person is going through, we definitely don't want to kick them down, but how many of us have done that? We've been so embedded in our attack because we've been attacked on every side, pressured on every which way we can think of, that all we want to do is just be left alone and not bothered, unbothered by anything or anyone. So when someone is coming at you, they could ask you a question. What do? You snap at them. Your kids are coming to you. Mom, can you help me with such and such? Go figure it out yourself. We're snapping at them, not because they did anything to us, but because our frustration, our tolerance has just hit the roof. It's hard for it to come down because the thing with us is, when do we find our safe place of refuge? When do we come out of this? This happens to all types of women. I counsel people from that have high-powered positions to people who are just, you know, stay-at-home moms. And I don't mean to say just stay-at-home moms, but people who have challenges just within their own household. As women, we women. You know, we all got some things that are going on with us. We're striving to do more, be better, help everybody else. But then guess who's getting left behind in that? We are. So it's important that we as women learn how to view ourselves and know what we need in order to move forward. But that fight that keeps coming against you, seems like every time you think you get a hold on it, it just comes right back around in another way. It's causing pressure on all of these different sides of you. So as we're talking and you're really thinking about what it is that I'm saying, I want you to kind of roll with me as I use a scripture to help really dive into the direction that I want to take with this. So it's 2 Corinthians 4:8. It says, we're pressed on every side by troubles. Think about this, okay? Because I'm not just reading this for my health, because this thing is like so legit and just like in everybody's closet. You would be like, dang, how does woman know this? And I don't know that. God knew that because he wrote it in his Bible. But let me tell you this. He says that we are pressed on every side by troubles. So guess what? You got a left side. You got a right side. You got a front side and a back side and a top side. And every one of them is pressed by troubles. So your troubles may be financial, it may be your health, it may be your relationships, it may be your career, it may be your personal development. It could be a whole array of different things, but they're troubles. But guess what? It says we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. Oh my gosh. So when we think about something that's being pressed, oh, let me stop. Let me just read through the whole thing first before I start breaking this thing down, because I thought this thing was really dope and really helpful for, you know, just getting to recognize that, okay, when people say that you can't keep a blessed woman down, that's why you can't keep a blessed woman down, because she ain't meant to be down. She's meant to be, you know, rise above and stand up. So we are perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. For we are squeezed in all things, but we are not strangled. We are harassed, but we are not condemned. We often suffer, but we're not crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. That is why we are blessed, because we're not crushed. We're not driven by our despair. We're not strangled. We're not condemned. We're not crushed. We never give up. So yes, you are going to have a lot of different attacks. And sometimes because that pressure is pushing on every side, pressure feels different, right? When it's just, think about when you're going to the gym and you doing an upper body workout. You have upper body pressure, but your legs are feeling pretty good. So you can still walk and, you know, you can still get through your day and you feel pretty good because, you know, an area has been strengthened and challenged, but all the other areas, you know, they still are comfortable for you, so you can maintain. But imagine doing a whole body workout, the same intensity with the upper and the lower. You feel like you can't move. You feel like everything is tight. You know, it feels like if somebody touches you, that some muscle is going to just open up and break apart or something. So it's a big difference, yet it accomplishes the same as it did with the upper. It's just that now you've introduced something strenuous to multiple parts of your body instead of one concentrated area. And that's what happens when we're having our troubles, when we're having our problems. They're coming at us, but they're not coming at us just one at a time. Sometimes they overlap, especially people now going through COVID crisis. Some people have experienced multiple losses, the loss of their job, they've experienced the loss of their time and freedom, and then they've experienced the loss of life for people they love. And sometimes those are multiple encounters of losses at the same time. So their pressure is going to look a little bit different from your pressure, because their pressure is hitting at all angles. So imagine a person being in a box, and that box, you know, as their body is in there, it is closing in on them. But it's closing on every side. They have no wiggle room. for life for that person during that era of what they're going through, that's very tough because there's no room to maneuver. And if they don't have somebody that can help to relieve some of that pressure, then guess what? They're going to feel like that, you know, they're getting ready to die. It feels like, you know, everything is crushing and there's no way to escape out of that situation. So trouble hits, and it hits differently for different people. That's why we can't say or judge. It's not fair for us to say or judge what we would do in someone's situation, because when we're looking at it, and say you are a married woman and your friend's husband cheated on her, but you tell yourself, okay, well, I am, you know, if that was me, I would leave. I wouldn't even be in that relationship. But yet she's in a relationship with the man who cheated, but she has other attachments. She has a children. They, you know, built a strong foundation. They have a strong church community. I mean, there's a lot of other factors working there. So her level of pressure will probably be much different from yours if it's your boyfriend. A boyfriend that you've had for many years. It looks different. So when we're telling ourselves, okay, well, why doesn't this person just leave? Or why doesn't this person just change this decision? Or why is this person in that job and they don't like it? We can't just be, you know, one-sided because we don't have a full focal view of what's going on in that person's life. If we go on to say, okay, well, we're perplexed, but not driven to despair. When I'm perplexed about something, it's like, I can't figure that daggone thing out. I've been doing everything that I can. You're telling me that I have to figure out how to communicate with a man that doesn't know how to communicate back with me and be okay in this relationship and not feel like, you know, I'm one-sided, alone, and I need to give up and walk away. You're mean to tell me that even though I'm perplexed in this, that I'm not supposed to have despair? No, I mean, you are going to have some, but we're not driven by it. You're not driven by the fact that, you know, you have not been able to figure out or even to see results in stuff that you've attempted to do to overcome a situation that you've been going through. When we say that we're squeezed in all things, that squeezing is similar to that pressure, but squeezing is a little different. Imagine being squeezed by a python. Think about the biggest anaconda. A lot of us have seen that movie. You've seen the biggest anaconda, right? And then this thing is coming and it's surrounding you. It's wrapping its body around yours and it's squeezing you. It's just strangling you. But even though you are squeezed, you're not going to be strangled. Why? Because there is some room in between you and that snake, and that's called Jesus. You got some Jesus up in there, right? So when he come up in there and he just squeezes and he allows that, he prevents that, the pressure of the squeeze from strangling you. And he does that through his grace and through his mercy for you day by day. We are harassed. Who is not harassed? Anything that you try to do, I look at a lot of things that women post, and even in the most innocent of intent of what they are putting on there to post, people are so cruel. People will take something someone does and they use the faculties of their experiences in their mind to then form an opinion that's normally biased against what it is that you did. And now all of a sudden we have this uproar and debate about a simple conversation, a simple post, a simple picture, all because someone had a distorted perception of what it is that you were intending to do. Even when you're going to work, it seems like when you're trying to do the best thing, when you're trying to make sure that the job is done the right way, you're going to have some type of customer that is very unappreciative and that they are never satisfied with whatever it is that you're going to do for them, because guess what? They're a person that's stuck in a box who didn't have that Jesus up in there to help relieve some of that pressure, and all they feel like is they strangle getting ready to die, and before they die they want to take everybody down with them, to include you. So guess what? You may have a bad day, all because someone else doesn't know how to deal with their attack. We often suffer, but we're never crushed. people have gone through varying lengths of suffering. I tell you, sometimes when I'm looking at some things that people are going through, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that they really have the strength to endure and how they're able to just survive through some of the things that if I even entertain in my mind, it make me just want to die thinking about it, because I just couldn't imagine myself in someone else's shoes in certain situations. And then when you see them triumph and overcome, oh my God, that is like your real life Shiro. It's like, how did that person do that? Because you know that if you can see someone else, if you can get a glimpse of what it is that they're doing and how they are doing it, then it gives you a glimmer of hope to say, well, dang, if it happened for her that way, then maybe it can happen for me. That's what happens when you're feeling that squeeze. You're feeling squeezed like as though all the air is coming out and you have no more room to breathe. But then that hope comes in, right? That's that Jesus, that stuff I was talking about in the middle of the squeeze in you. And that hope comes through. And then that squeezing begins to decrease. And it doesn't feel as though you're about to strangle and die. So yes, we suffer, but we're not crushed. And even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. And even when we give up, we don't really give up, right? And just because you let go of something, it doesn't mean that you gave up. It doesn't mean that you lost. It means that you made a choice. So as we're looking at that, let's look at some different solutions on if you're that person that's going through these different attacks, what do you do? What do I do? All of this that's, being pressed against me, that's sucking the life out of me. How do I get through this? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I say just use a simple I can method. How fitting for the I can lady, right? So your I, identify. You need to identify what the heck is going on. Where are these attacks coming from? Because when you're focused on one area, say you're focused on building your finances, but then the finances come under attack, you lose your job or you have a demotion or something like that, and the focus was getting out of debt, and then you have to go into more debt, then it seems like everything in your life isn't going well. It's hard to focus on the good when the primary focus that you're trying to get results from takes a different lane. It hits different. And you start feeling the pressure on all four sides. And then so now if I got all this pressure coming at me, then I can't really see what else is happening for me and build on the areas that are strong, because this one problem that I focus on is making me feel very weak. So you really need to pray, and you have to identify what's going on, asking God, what am I being attacked by and why am I being attacked by this? Because sometimes you're just making the wrong type of decision. Sometimes you just need to rework a plan, because if you've been doing something for so long and it's not working, then you need to stop doing it. So the next one is your C. Choose what should be your next best step. Of course, we can always take steps to do certain things, but come on, just because something is hard, just because the relationship is hard, you can make the choice to leave it. That would be the easy step sometimes, and sometimes that's not so easy when you got a lot invested in a relationship. But then, it's a harder step to choose to be able to figure out, how do I work in this? How do I work through this attack where everything about the character traits of what makes me blessed illuminates more than my problem? So you just need to choose, okay, what is going to be the next best step? You want to do something different so you can get greater results. Your A is your activate. You have to activate all of these plans. You go to counseling, you talk to people, you get all of these ideas, you sit on seminars, you do your meditation, but yet you don't do anything about it. You don't activate what's going on. You got to activate a plan. And once you do that, you'll recognize then that it's working or not, because you'll start to feel that pressure. It'll start reducing. And then once it's reducing, then it's eliminated. Then you're like, yeah, I'm a blessed woman. I'm not crushed. I can keep going. And then you want to be able to recapture your focus. It's hard to focus on growing into greater when all you see is the problem. So this is why you need to activate the plan. You got to have a working plan. And then you'll be able to manage your stress better. we're going to have stress. I mean, we just read that, you know, that scripture was just like so on point. We are going to be troubled on every side, which is our stress, our daily life stuff that we have to deal with. But you can get in a position if you activate a daily plan that works for you, a routine that works for you, relationships that work for you, that help you to get recentered, refocused, or maybe just freaking laugh, you know, so you can feel better. Then once you feel better, then you can do greater things. And then you're in is navigate. You just keep navigating. You just keep navigating, set your course until you reach your destination. And sometimes, yeah, the water is going to get turbulent, but you may need to go through that turbulence and let, you know, yourself go through that diseasement until you're able to go through that calmness so you can settle. If I could leave you with anything else, other than the fact that, you know, I enjoy being here with you, doing this podcast and delivering these messages, is that it's not always going to be easy, but it's not always going to be hard, as long as you grow in your I can way. Thank you for taking this time with me today. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this message today, sharing is caring. Share it with someone who you think that they just need to hear something to try to reawaken them, to help them have that strength again, that courage to be able to just press through another day, because life gets challenging. It gets very hard. And sometimes we feel like we're very alone and we've become so busy that we just don't make the time for people anymore. But we can make time and do things and be a blessing in the life by in others by having thoughtfulness about them, thinking about what it is that they might be going through, and then giving them some information that will help them overcome some of their hurdles. Don't forget, you can always go to my website and connect with me, www.shannonbattle.com. And don't forget to just join me so that you can make sure that you're on my mailing list and that we can share these messages. And I would love to hear your comments and feedback about how this information has been helpful to you and the changes that you've overcome. And as you're overcoming, it's helping not only me to strengthen and grow, but those in my community that's able to hear from your encouragement as well. All right, you guys, hold it down and just continue to be abundantly blessed as you go through this psychology of womanhood. This is Shannon Battle, and I'm out.